Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the hot, sunny, burning Bay.
This is Courtney from Always Scorching in LA. So,
you guys, I'm like dying. I'm wearing the Luann robe because it's my thinnest robe that I have. It's my summer robe.
Yeah.
But it's Indian like 90 summer. Degrees today. Oh my God.
Do you
Indian
not have,
summer Mary.
Do you not have AC in your house?
No.
No, because you don't need it.
No, I actually do have this one machine that you put it out the window and then AC comes out of it. It's like a monster.
So you have a wall unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll snap it.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
My dad came over one day. He's like, what the hell is that? I was like, someone gave it to me.
Oh, it's not permanently in there.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It might work for heating too. No, probably not if you put it out the window.
I'm not really sure. That sounds like a really dangerous thing. What if you put it a little too far out? Hopefully nobody's walking by. You live on a second story.
No, I think I'm not doing a good job explaining. You like put out this like, not a wire thing, like a tube to get the air going.
Okay.
I'll just put it on the Snap story.
Insta story.
Insta story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, Mary. Yeah. So, last week, we were hit with some news.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite thing
like,
ever.
I cannot keep up.
With those Kardashians. So, apparently, guys, Kylie Jenner, 20 years old, is having a baby with Travis Scott. The biggest
who's
question
disgusting.
To me, who is Travis Scott? And everyone's like,
hashtag.
He got like so many followers that day.
Oh, like legit. I bet. How many followers do you think he has? This is on Insta because I'm not going to Twitter.
100,000.
I will tell you that the hashtag of Travis Scott is much higher than his actual thing. He has 5.8 million.
Wait, really?
5.8 million. I guarantee that is straight up from this past week.
I'm shocked. What is like one song that he sings?
Rock City? Rock City, bitch. Sorry, that was Tyga. That was the ex. Who also claims that baby is his.
Well, he actually, I know he like sang at the iHeartRadio.
Who are we talking about? Travis Scott still?
Yeah, Travis. But what does he sing?
I don't know. I don't think he probably just raps. He's not singing. Let's see.
Oh, isn't rapping singing? I don't know. Immediately, I just like Googled who this was, and Courtney was like, "I already have something to put up on Instagram." And it was great. This was all. I know this went down Friday afternoon because I was at a park.
Why were you at a park Friday afternoon?
I took the kids down to the park.
Took the
and
kids
I like,
down.
Was like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed by all these text messages.
Who, your Kardashians?
Kardashians.
The Kardashians. We appreciate the girl who DM'd us about that. We give you all the credit for it. But I'm on the page with her that Chris is going to be pitching a show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It sounds like I have like a lisp or something when I say it, or like an accent when I'm like, the Kardashians.
Well, and then apparently Caitlyn Jenner was the one that confirmed that Kylie is in fact pregnant. And then I just began to think,
but then Kim then tweeted today saying wrong, that Caitlyn has not confirmed it.
Okay, they keep on saying, no, we haven't confirmed it. That's like Chris's whole thing. It's not confirmed. It's like, but you're not denying it. So you're basically confirming.
Also, who's the one who gave the source? Like, they are the source.
And E! News, that's why I trust E! Because that's,
well, remember,
I mean, that's
did you
the
see
Kardashian
the,
network.
Did you see the article where it was like live with Kelly and Ryan or whatever? And Ryan's like, I'm going to text Kim or text Kris Jenner right now, see what she says, and she's like, we're not confirming anything,
right? It's
which also it's is like Ryan, you little bastard, you.
It's like lying as an omission, you know?
Yeah. What do you think? Or do you think that maybe she's trying to get something that rhymes with shmishmortion?
No, okay, it literally doesn't matter that she's pregnant. Most of the time it matters when you're pregnant because, like, A, you can't afford to have a baby.
You're 20.
B, you have to work. Like, C, you can't have 1,000 nannies. Like, it doesn't matter if she has this baby at all. Like,
but I feel
she
like she's
to raise it.
She's had so much plastic surgery to get where she wants, right? Like, her body is, like, exactly where she wants it, and now she's going to have a babes, and, like, that body is not going to come back to what it is now.
It will never be the same.
It will never be. Speaking of also great bodies that are going to get ruined.
So, hard-hitting news today about 4 o'clock, you guys. Chloe is now pregnant.
Like, what? This I'm actually excited for. I'm excited for Chloe.
Okay, like, are they all going to be born the same day?
Yes. What day? So, okay, it's like, so, it's going to be like something that's like a certain day, and it's just going to be Kardashian holiday.
It's a national holiday called the Kardashians.
The Kardashian, Kardashian Day. And it's probably going to be like on the Armenian genocide, like anniversary.
No.
What if it was? What if it was all?
I bet Peggy will celebrate.
She's like, "Congratulations, Kardashians! You did it. Here is a black and white cookie."
No. Okay. So then,
do you want a black and white peanut?
I go to art gallery, not peanut gallery.
They don't teach you that at UCLA. English major. Okay, back to the Kardashians.
Now, also, so it's, I guess, I think Kim's surrogate baby is slated for January.
Oh, okay. Kim is probably like so pissed, right? Because she's like, when that kid was born, when that kid is going to be born, it's like, it's Kardashian day all day long for me. Or as Kanye would say, maybe like the Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
The Kardashians. Who is this Kim Kardashian? Now she's going to have to like, after like 3 months later, she's going to have to give up all that info and all that fame and all that nonsense for these other two to come through.
Well, I also think that, Kylie, they're already saying it's a girl.
Are you okay?
I just swallowed ice.
Oh no. Oh no. Are you just figure out a way to get into the hotel or into the hospital wing? That they'll be staying
to lose that weight again. Okay, wait. Everyone,
What?
They keep on posting pictures on Instagram of their stomachs.
Yeah, why do they keep doing that? Like, to throw us off the scent? Like, there was no scent because nobody would have thought that a 20-year-old was pregnant. So, like, every time you do a flat stomach, it, like, doesn't affect me.
But then it's also like, Kris Jenner just like the biggest mastermind? And she's like, this is great promotion for season 10 because no one's been watching. The ratings are awful, but maybe they will because everyone's pregnant.
Oh, yeah. But like the season's probably already taped. Like I was watching that 10. Did you watch the 10-year special?
Yeah. And when they told us that there's been 310 shows and I've seen every single episode,
like multiple times.
Oh my god!
Which makes
they used to not be an hour.
Yeah, they were a half hour for a while. But when they were doing that, I was like trying to check out Kylie's stomach. So I'm like, oh, if this was taped like a month ago, like she'd have to be like showing, but she's wearing a tight little skirt. Then I come to find out that shit was taped 4 months ago.
Oh really?
Like 4 months ago.
That's stupid.
So do you think that was before Courtney had her new boyfriend and was Scott on Xanax, like, or like high on cocaine? Like what was going on? The whole thing. Have we moved on from the baby news yet? I don't want to move on until we're done with the baby news.
No, I'm done with the baby news. I mean, I like Tristan Thompson and yeah. I mean, he already has a new baby. He's just going to get another one.
Wait, he already has a baby?
He started dating Chloe while he like knocked up this other lady.
Like his ex-girlfriend or just a rando?
I'm not sure.
What? Like, and he's only he's only 26.
Yeah, no.
And Chloe's 33.
I thought she was like 32 or 31. Oh no, God, because I'm getting older. Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm like Rob's our age.
Right.
And Chloe's 33. So like that's a big age difference too. But, you know, when he's in Cleveland, so is she. So there's a lot of time to make babies.
Yeah. I wonder what's the hesitation on putting a ring on it.
Or maybe she is engaged. Chloe seems to be a lot more private these days.
Well, she always wears that. It's like 3 rings of diamonds on her wedding band finger. So you
think she's maybe engaged already?
Maybe.
What do you think is going to happen? Is she going to be the fat sister again?
Yes. Don't you remember the days when they used to promote Quick Trim?
No. Is that like the same thing as like Nutrishake or like Nutri 310?
Yes. Yes.
Flat tummy tea.
Yes.
Remember when
like,
Kim's
first... But it's like off the market now.
Remember when Kim's first magazine cover was for K9 magazine?
Like a dog magazine?
Yeah. That was her first magazine cover.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Tristan Thompson, he has a baby named Prince Thompson.
No.
Yes. Oh. And the baby was born on December 12th, 2016. So it's, yeah.
Okay. So this is always what cracks me up too, right? So this, like, if it wasn't an ex-girlfriend, let's just say it was like a random baby mama. Like, it's so crazy to me that they, like, live this lifestyle where they still give the baby the dad's last name. Like, he's not going to be involved.
Why would he started dating Chloe when...
Yeah, because Chloe and him have been together for almost a year now. So yeah. She was like 6 months pregnant when they started dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. This season's going to be interesting.
The woman is named Jordan Craig.
Oh. Interesting. Wonder if she knows Daniel Craig, 007.
Possibly.
Or that guy David Craig that used to sing that one song. If you guys know it, let's just move on. Let's just move on. We also big congratulations with a K to Scott and Sophia Richie.
Who's 19.
What is the congratulations for?
For him holding a hand in public with another woman besides Kourtney Kardashian?
For him lasting longer than 2 weeks with the same person? Like, do you think Bella Thorne is like, what the hell? My greasy zit face was supposed to be having that congratulations dessert.
No, like, so she's 19, he's 30.
I think he's 33.
Yes.
I think that's
a significant age difference. And just, like, think about what you were like at 19.
Well, it's also just, like, so weird, too, because it's like he's probably the same age as Nicole Richie. Which is Sophia Richie's sister.
Right,
like,
right. And Lionel Richie's daughter, guys.
Right, who was best friends with Paris Hilton, who Kim Kardashian used to be her, like, closet cleaner.
Yeah.
And it's, like, full circle. It's too
that good. Hollywood world, man.
Seriously, like, you're either part of the David Foster family, I'd say, or the Kardashians, but the Kardashians are part of the Foster family through the Jenner.
Oh my gosh. It's just too much for me.
It's sick. Okay. And where are Rob and Blac Chyna and all of this? Are they together? There was a restraining order.
I need to know more about that. I need more info on that.
I also, it's like, do you think Kendall is like, oh, right. So I'm just going to, I think Kendall's a lesbian.
I think she's asexual.
Because I know she's dating ASAP Rocky, or she was, who's very handsome man. But I think she had more chemistry with Cara Delevingne. Kate?
Okay.
They call each other Kate.
No, I think she's asexual. Maybe she's got like a little bit of Caitlyn Jenner in her or something. There's something off there.
Yeah, I don't think it's so necessarily a Caitlyn Jenner thing, but I think, yeah, there's something.
You don't think she's going to be a man in a couple
I also
years?
Just don't like what she did with her lips.
Oh, what did she do to her lips?
She's gotten them bigger.
Oh,
they're still
noticed.
Natural. They're still natural. And I'm pretty sure she had a boob job, too.
Well, she didn't have any.
Yeah, she had like a natural boob job, like a Kate Hudson boob job.
Mm.
Where they're like just...
What? She shaved her head.
For like a Sia video or something? And she's not a natural blonde?
I know, shocking, right?
What? That's
crazy. I actually
crazy.
Was like kind of surprised they didn't do like a white and platinum on her like buzz cut.
Maybe it like, I won't go there. Anyways, so wait, what did you think? Did you find any new information from the Kardashian special? Did you get all the feels when they did flashback scenes? I mean, when they showed Kylie riding that stripper pole, I was like, memories.
And you're like, girls gone wild. Where's that guy?
What guy? Joe. Oh, the Joe Francis?
Yeah.
Jail? Jail or Mexico?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. But it just makes me think of how much she's grown, and now she's having a little stripper pole baby of her own.
Right. Right.
And she's gonna call her Queen with a K.
Oh God, the names.
Queen Scott. Oh my God, Queen Scott to go with Lord Disick. Oh my God, it's perfect. I love it.
I am sad that they sold their original Calabasas home. I think they always should have kept that.
Just like as a museum? Like the Richard Nixon Library, and it could be like the Kardashian clan. Like,
well, maybe they could have used it as a storage space or something. Kris Jenner's house is way too big.
Yeah, but really,
just her. She got rid of Corey.
Oh my God, is he for real gone? Yeah, that's true. Done. Oh,
she's a single white female.
Oh no, you're doing amazing, sweetie. So I just always figure when she's doing, you're doing amazing, sweetie. And then she's like, where's my 10%?
No, I love when she's like, it's just delicious. But she's not talking about food or anything. She's always like, it's just delicious. Their relationship is delicious. I'm like, wait, what?
I enjoy.
Burrata's delicious.
Oh, burrata. I could burrata all day long. Yep.
I love burrata. Okay,
we're revamping the podcast, and it's only about burrata.
It's about Jesus, actually.
Jesus. Oh, I thought you were talking about OC for a second. Sorry, I got confused. Oh. Okay, yeah, we're gonna talk about burrata mozzarella.
Oh, I love mozzarella. That's the best melted cheese.
Oh my God, like a buffalo like mozzarella with like a caprese. All right, so let's like move on, because talking about like, you know, food, and now I'm thinking chicken, then I'm like Kentucky Fried Chicken, then I'm like Jackson, Brittany, go Kentucky. Did you like that segue?
Good transition.
Thank you.
So we're confirming that they're actually broken up, even though we've done this for like 3 weeks. But
it's like a broken clock is right twice a day. Like we've announced this before. Like they are done. It's done. They're but done.
Go ahead. They confirmed it, kind of.
Yeah, like somebody commented. Instagram has been revealing a lot this week. This is not the only breakup that was revealed through Instagram this week. So somebody
commented.
I'll get you there. Somebody commented on hers saying, like, you deserve better. Drax treats you horribly. And she comments, totally agreed.
She's like, the sandwich shop is closed.
She's like, go get your turkey elsewhere, Jaxie.
He's looking for salami somewhere else.
Because he's gay. Little Jason
Couchy.
You
can go get your ham around the corner.
There's no bread here because that bakery is closed.
You and Tommy's cookies.
Go to the Regency. Go to the Regency. Okay. Speaking of other breakups, also announced on Instagram, Naomi and Craig.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which means Craig is single, guys.
Craig is single. And you guys, Cameron from Southern Charm's following us, and she actually DM'd us this week, and I was like, ah!
And I was like, she said that we were funny, but we're like, oh shit, she hasn't seen some of the stuff that we've posted about her. We're like, don't scroll down.
I was like, I texted Courtney, I was like, she clearly hasn't seen the real world footage.
And so, you guys, it's very nerve-wracking when you have these, like, Bravo celebrities following you, because, like, you can only go, like, you need them. But you also want to make fun of them. And like,
yeah, it's a hard balance in life.
The OG of the OC, like, we can only take her so far. Like, we can't post about that TMZ article that was released today that she said if Eddie's gay, he just needs to come out. Like, Victoria!
You can block her if you put that on a story.
What?
Yeah, we should need to start doing that.
Oh. And Brianna. And Ryan.
I'm most scared of Ryan.
Get your fucking feet off the goddamn couch! I'm like, I'm not even.
And then Brianna's like, where's that? Can you send me that video? video where you told me that Vicky looks like she's walking because she had anal sex last night? Can you send me that video? I was like, that got erased from our story. Sorry.
Yeah, and then Brianna's like, all I know is at the end of the night for an hour and a half, I got a bucket of water and I scrubbed that couch clean. I'm like, I didn't sit on it. I swear.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, okay, wait. Trip to Charleston.
Yeah, I would love Craigie. To do that. I would love to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so I had a little game I wanted to play with you.
Okay.
And it's called All-Star Cast for Housewives. Okay. It's a pretty brilliant name, I know.
Wow, this game. Wow.
So if you haven't guessed,
okay.
Pick
right.
Your favorite housewives
okay.
from any franchise you want.
Okay.
But this is what's going to happen. They're going to be trapped on an island.
So is this
it's like
going to
be a luxury island.
Okay. I was going to say, is it Lord of the Flies style?
No. They're going to be there for 10 to 14 days. They'll have help that Ramona can boss around. And as much
if you so
they
choose
want.
Her.
Yes. So, but it's like 10 to 14 days. It's without phones and no hair and makeup.
Ooh.
Yes. So okay. This is who I chose.
Okay.
The OG of the OC, Vicky.
Okay. So are we? We're choosing two from each franchise.
That's what I chose to do.
Okay. I'm into that.
And then I'm gonna have Tamara with her because I think they could work through it having each other on the island.
I see what you're doing there. Can I do mine? Or are you doing your whole cast and then I'll do mine?
I'll do my whole cast.
Okay. Sorry.
Then I'm gonna go Nene. And Kim from Atlanta.
So what's interesting to me is you're picking all the frenemies so far.
But I'm hoping that they can work together.
So what I'm
Teresa.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Melissa from Jersey.
Again, frenemies. Uh-huh.
Sonia and Ramona.
Roommates.
From New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we could watch them go around the house and try to get the best room.
Oh.
And Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's
my all-star lineup.
That's a pretty good cast. My worry is that the frenemies aren't going to come together, and what they're going to do is they're all going to team up against each other, and then someone dies. Now, do these housewives... You would be okay with that? I mean, I'd be okay with that.
Great television.
It'd be like Hunger Games meets Housewives.
Well, I was thinking maybe they had to try to get off the island, and I was like, I don't really want these girls in that kind of situation. I want them drinking their faces off and instigating fights and then getting really annoyed of each other after like 4 days.
Okay.
If they're on there for 14.
Who would get eliminated first?
No, there's no eliminations.
Oh. But if there were
maybe
to be
like
one.
People that give up and say that they can't be on the island anymore?
Yeah.
The first one would be Kim. Vilsia.
Oh, God.
She'd be like, I need Croy and my devil children.
She's like, oh, my God, how am I supposed to be here if I can't Photoshop what I look like? Didn't get a nose job.
Her claiming she didn't have any plastic surgery is like the Pope saying he isn't Catholic.
This is like, very true.
It's not true. You know?
Okay, so wait, my cast is similar. But different.
Okay.
I'm taking Vicky and I'm taking Kelly because I am so obsessed with Kelly.
Kelly
now.
God, not Kelly. Kelly Bensimon.
Oh, no. Kelly Bensimon got hit by a taxi while she was running in the streets of New York. I'm taking Kelly God from OC.
Okay. Right.
From Atlanta, I'm taking Kenya and Kim. I hate Nene so much and I don't like what she's done to her face. She looks like a Braxton now.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
Mm, you're into it.
She's honey.
She's just like, she's like, boop. And I'm like, okay. I'm like frightened of her. Remember when that she had like her stylist must have hated her and she had like that mop on her head as a wig? It was like a bleach blonde wig and just like hit like nose level.
Mm-hmm.
Hideous. From Jersey, I don't really like any of my choices, but I went with Caroline and Dina. Because I hate
they don't
Teresa.
Talk.
I know, but I just hate Teresa and
okay.
Melissa is still like too much of a fame whore for me.
One of the most prettiest housewives. Top five prettiest for me.
Gorgeous. But I just don't like that she came on the show with bad intentions originally. Okay. From New York, I'm taking Ramona and Luann. Because Luann is a good drunk. Sonia is just like legs wide open wearing somebody else's bathing suit. It's not fun.
Yeah, for me. I guess Sonia probably would have tried to hook up with Melissa Gorga.
Yeah, like season four Sonia I would take.
Okay.
Season, like, whatever it, we are in now, like, where she's at is just, like, delusional. It makes me feel bad.
Okay. I would take, like, a Lou, Mexico Lou.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Mexico Lou over Sonia. Mexico Sonia. And then I'm going LVP and Kyle as well. I was going to, I was thinking about taking Erica, but I don't think she'd be as fun.
Agreed.
And plus, Mikey would have to come, too. And, like, we don't have room for Mikey.
Right. And also, like, I kind of got into this weird Googling thing last night, and I just, like, I miss Dorit and PK.
PK?
I am, like, miss Jagga. Beverly Hills.
Jagga, are you doing coke in the bathroom, Jagga? He's like, Mommy, I can't speak. No, now he can. Now he can. Now he can.
I know, but you can't make him out. Oh. They, like, have subtitles.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Mommy! But she's like, Lisa, are you accusing me of having coke in my house with my little babies? I'm like, God, what's Connecticut that? Accents are so crazy.
I'm like, I found some pictures of her because I was deep diving, and she looks so different.
She's never looked better. I have to give her credit. She is gorgeous now. Yeah. But, like, if I had that money, I could be gorgeous, too. Yet here I am, still on my 600-pound life.
I want that surgery. It's not lap band. It's, like,
Which one is this, then?
It's called, like, VSG surgery. Like,
I've never heard of it.
My personal Instagram account, like, all these people that haven't come up on the Explorer.
Oh my God, what? Why are you searching the hashtag?
Follow all these like Weight Watchers people and stuff, and then like all these other weird weight loss things show up, and I'm like, I need this surgery.
Oh no. So, wait, speaking of Instagram, can I tell you a really ridiculous story that happened to me on Saturday? And by happened to me, I mean I perpetuated and did all of myself.
Please tell me.
So what happened on Monday is I checked my Gmail and I saw a little Venmo, and I was like, from Saturday, and I was like, huh. Well, I was out with some friends drinking, and apparently I had to like memento myself, right? Like I had to like figure out from Monday and try to like backtrack into Saturday. So I saw the Venmo.
Did you get generous on Saturday?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I do. I often do that when I drink.
What I did was I follow this rescue shelter on Instagram. And they're always asking for donations, and I never donate.
Right.
But on Saturday,
you were feeling a little bit more generous after how many drinks?
Well, I stopped counting after the first bar. I'm really not sure when I sent this money over, but I sent it over. And who knew that, like, drunk me is, like, a much nicer person.
Like, how much did you donate?
Only $10, which is, like, kind of still an asshole move.
I thought you were going to be, like, $100.
No, but what I did do on Sunday is then, like, Sunday is, like, kind of having, like, the Sunday scaries. I never get them, but I was, like, having some, like, and the Patriots were playing, and it was a really tight game, and I was, like, freaking out, and we ended up winning. But immediately after, I went on Amazon, and I bought Tom Brady's book. For moral support. So I was like telling a coworker, and I was like, oh yeah, you know,
Take the knee on Sunday?
No, he linked arms.
Okay.
And he still put his hand over his chest or over his heart.
Okay.
I don't even want to get started on that stuff, but that's for our
political. This is not that kind of podcast.
That two American girls is our other podcast. Just kidding. Don't follow that one. And then I bought Julian Edelman's book too, who's a wide receiver. It's not out yet, but I bought it pre-sale. Anyways, so my friend at work is like, oh, like, what's Brady's book about even? And I'm like, I have no idea. I just bought this book. So then I'm like, I have no idea. I'm like, I should go online and see what I just spent $20 on. It's like, peak performance, how to be the best athlete you can be. And I'm like, literally, these are none of me. It's like, how to eat right, how to, like, achieve your best. And I'm like,
I won't be doing any of these
things. I'm just going to display this book to pretend like I have read it.
Right.
But that, and then I spent too much money at Sephora.
But wait, so you're upset that you gave $10 to an animal shelter?
No, I'm not upset about it at all. I'm proud of myself. I'm like, as a sober person, I'm always like, oh, I should, but I won't. But as a drunk person, I'm like, hell yeah, we got to save the animals.
Well, this is like me, like, every single time I drink. I'm like, why did I buy everyone's drink at the bar again?
That is the worst. And you know you're never getting that money back.
It's like me every Sunday.
I had a friend once who was like, hey, guys, I'm going to buy everybody a round of shots. And we're like, oh, that's like, there's like a lot of us. That's really nice. She's like, no worries. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then afterwards, she's like, so can everyone Venmo me $8? It's like, wait, what?
It's so weird.
We all had to Venmo her $8.
It's really uncomfortable.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, she sounds like a loser.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into OC, I think we should do our week in reviews.
Okay, here is my 5-star review, because that's all we get.
All we're reading anyway, so don't even try to get a 3 or 4-star across from us. You're never getting read. 5 stars that you're in.
Yes. Okay. This is from Stephanie from the Midwest. Best Bravo Celebrity podcast. I was introduced to two judgy girls via IG discovery page. They posted a pic of Dorit Kemsley's face on a Dorito, and it was love at first follow. Friday a.m. wouldn't be the same without them. That must have been when we recorded on Thursday nights.
Yes, but thank you for that 5-star review.
Thank you.
I also have a 5-star review from Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Love the name.
Slay. 5 A's. This podcast slays the pop culture reality TV game. Perfect for your morning drive to work or pre-party soundtrack for your next Tinder date. 2 thumbs up for 2 judgy girls. Thanks, guys. Remember, if you
only
want,
5 stars.
Only 5 stars. But if you want us to read your review, you gotta review us.
Exactly. On iTunes.
Yes, on iTunes. You can review us everywhere else too, but we only will read it from iTunes. So if you want to write a blog post about how
Well, I guess everyone doesn't have an Apple phone.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Oh, SoundCloud. You could go on SoundCloud.
But we're probably still not going to read that there. It's not that we're biased. It's
so just basically, you have to get an Apple iPhone if you want us to review you. Or right, read your review. Okay, yeah. Let's get into Orange County.
Yeah, after 34 minutes, I think it's time that we can all talk about what we came here for.
Okay, well, Orange County is still sucking, but
this it kind of brought it today, I feel. It's starting to.
I fall more and more in love with Michael from Leak Frog every week. I saw this different side. So we've
caring out, side.
Yeah. Like, and he's like, you look so pretty still. Oh, and
I mean, what did I text you right when I started watching it? I am loving this side of Kelly and Michael.
Yeah, it's nice to see her really soft with him, but also, like, she's like, I love that her and Shannon are becoming friends, because it's like they go through the same shit with their marriage.
But what's weird, Michael though, Heiser,
and he's not a sociopath.
But what's weird though is, like, Kelly can see that. I read this comment the other day that Shannon's, like, title sequence in her red dress, that she looks like the Red Box. Like the, DVD. And I'm like, that is so accurate. Shannon is Redbox.
I'm really excited for them to film the reunion. And she's down 20 pounds.
She even looks skinnier. There's a talk. There's an interview.
And in she the black.
Looked thinner. But, like, Shannon should not ride a spin bike if she doesn't like spin.
Wait, they also were, like, trying to make it sound like she was having sex.
And we're like, we know Shannon's just walking up the stairs.
David hasn't talked
to her in 6 months or touched her.
So I literally was like, is she like bringing in groceries up the stairs or something? Like, I was like, what's going on? I was like, we know she's not having sex with David because he won't touch her. But I was like, what is she? I was like, maybe she's
Where's Archie?
I was like, maybe she's chasing Archie on the beach or something. He got away. He ran away from her. And she's like, Archie! But then, like, the machine literally was yelling at her, and then she couldn't get off. I would get claustrophobic and that feeling of panic.
Just take your foot out of the shoe.
Yeah, but they, like, clip in.
Yeah, just undo the lace.
Just go. Oh, God. Oh, my
Did
God.
Did you not think I didn't. That?
No.
Like, just leave the shoe in the lock and just take your foot out of the shoe. I was like, they're literally, like, that one day the daughters are going to come home and Shannon's going to have a broken leg and her foot just in the shoe still, but, like, off the bike on the floor, just like, girls, the bike, my ankle. Like,
she's, no, she'll be like,
your fault.
Girls, pour me the Tito's and soda with 4 limes.
She's going to be like, oh my God, how am I supposed to meet with ZP Jeff? My foot's broken. Having a healthy restaurant. Where's the Wi-Fi? Also, I think she's now transitioned to, like, Grover from Sesame Street accent. I don't know what this impression is.
I don't know either. But I also thought she came over to Kelly's house. She looked worse than Kelly, who had just gotten out of surgery.
Wait, Kelly is, like, I, like, am girl crushing so hard on her.
Always said you think she's the prettiest.
But she's so pretty. She's so naturally pretty.
It's because she has darker features.
Whatever, it's working. Right. Like, when Vicky's, like, came over, she's like, I'm telling Kelly she's pretty, but she's not. I'm like, Vicky, on your best day, Kelly is still prettier.
No, Vicky's plastic surgery looks amazing. Wait, that chin implant did wonders.
Hold on. When she said she had surgery, did you not catch that she said she had brain surgery? She said, I've had brain, chin, boobs, stomach. And I was like, did you just say you had brain surgery?
She got a lobotomy. No big deal.
Like, clearly. Like, what? I was like, how is this not being made a bigger deal of? Vicky. Okay, but I do like that Kelly and Shannon are, I like that Kelly's in the mix now.
I totally love Kelly and the Shannon relationship, and I hope they go to USC games together.
Yeah, and I love, like, Kelly is one of us. Like, she loves her pain meds. I love pain meds.
You know, Vicodin makes me itchy.
Itchy?
Yeah, I, like, have allergic reaction to it.
Okay, well, if you have
I haven't taken a lot of pain meds in my life.
Huh. Well, me neither, then. Okay, Peggy, when she's, like, cooking, and they just, like, I'm like, you're not allowed to speak Armenian, because I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I love seeing that side, but it made me feel uncomfortable.
She's like, chi-chi-chong, what is that, Chinese? And I'm like, Peggy, so there's this thing called racism, and it's, like, running rampant in America. Like, you gotta kick it. All right, no, chi-chi-chong?
No, I thought that was funny, and then I thought that they were cooking
grape
leaves. Were rolling the leaves, but that was meat, correct?
Yeah, and then she's like, you can eat it raw.
Oh, my God.
I was like, so Peggy doesn't Armenian cook and is doing sushi. It for the show. She's like, this is Chi Chi Chung. Like, the dot, and then they start talking about blunts.
Yeah,
and I
no.
was like, what's happening?
No, and like, it's funny, they've actually given Peggy a lot of airtime, and we've gotten a lot of time to, like, her character development, and...
So you think she's coming back next season?
It will be really interesting, the cast for next season, but I like that she sticks up to them.
Yeah.
And I think there could be a place for her...
I think they need to get rid of Megan and Lydia.
Armenian friend or something.
Yeah.
They're just, like, not cohesive cast. That's why it
doesn't really
work. You
can't bring somebody new in. Like, if you're bringing two new people in, I feel like they need to be friends.
Yeah.
Because you need to give them an ally.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's just an awful cast.
But
I do, like, love Megan's style. I think, like, I loved her in that leather skirt and the navy, yeah. like,
the
turtleneck.
Top.
Yeah, it yeah. was pretty fun look.
Yeah, she's got a relatively decent style, but she's also, like, our age, too, so it's more, like...
Right. And then, like, why was, like, everyone making up this episode? Like, Kelly and Megan, they're just totally fine. Like, water
they're setting us up for Ireland or Iceland or wherever it is
they're
that
just
they
like,
go.
It's okay if you say my husband cheats on me. No big deal.
It's like, cause he probably does.
Yeah. Like,
and so be it. Also, Lydia, I'm like worried that Lydia doesn't actually know what a vasectomy is.
So she doesn't. She thinks her husband's getting, like, castrated.
Like, literally, it's like, yeah, have you seen Game of Thrones? Like, that's not what's happening. He's not going to be a eunuch. Like, they just do a little snip. That's it.
Yeah. But they're having a balls voyage party.
I did feel bad for her.
When she wasn't invited to a farmhouse?
Yeah. Why wasn't she invited?
Because she sucks, and I don't want to be on her rainbow.
But I felt bad. Then she, like, calls Vicky, and she was, like, but she was actually very nice and very, like, calculated about what she was going to do to make sure everybody felt okay, right? She's, like, I'm going to call Vicky first. Now, granted,
she's a Christian.
Sure... Right.
She's a Christian.
What? Since when? Did she just...
She loves God.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Has she mentioned it before or just did... I must have missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably didn't see that.
Yeah, episode. But when she calls Vicky and Vicky's, like, I have...
I'm trying to give you influenza B over the phone. Steve's taking me to the emergency room in the middle of the night.
She's like, it's influenza B. B. I got it tested.
Influenza means flu, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. But it was like, I didn't even know that there were, like, really... I mean, do you get a flu shot because you're a teacher?
No.
You don't?
I have the immunity of an oxen because I'm around germs all fucking day.
Do oxen have strong immunity?
Like, don't they say that? Like, an ox, like, it's a big animal, and then, like, they're super, like, strong or something?
Is this a Kardashianism?
It's like the peanut gallery. Like, I've been a teacher for 8 years, so, like, think of all the germs I've accumulated.
I know, but
years.
I'm surprised they don't make you as a teacher get the flu shot, because it's not even necessarily for you as much as it's for people around you.
Oh, I just take my 10 sick days. no matter what.
Well, I got my flu shot yesterday, and my arm has been sore for 2 days now.
Oh. Yeah. I've never gotten a flu shot.
It really hurts, and I feel like I have the flu right now. But anyways, I didn't know when you go to the doctor that they tell you what strain you have. So it must have been when Vicky got the lobotomy. They're also like, by the way, here's your brain surgery and influenza B.
Yeah, I loved all the ladies talking about it. They're like, Megan Edmonds is like, who the hell knows what strain of the flu you have?
I love that, too. And then, but I like that Megan, too, was like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Like, she was
MKPI
is shut down. Okay. So, anyways, going back. So, the farmhouse dinner. What I really loved was Kelly showing up first and getting that coveted seat. You see what she did? She made sure she wasn't necessarily in the middle so the camera's on her face on. She took the second seat in where it's just going to be a really nice side profile, but she's not on the end where Fat Shannon is.
Right. But I also like how Kelly always takes demand of a ordering.
Oh,
like
does she?
When she goes out with Michael, oh, she right, ordered right, all this stuff. I like someone that does that and takes care of me, and I sit down and there's appetizers.
Yeah, I like that too, which is also something that Shannon does too, because she did that at Eddie's party at Barton G. Remember, she said, I took the liberty of getting a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yes.
They could be an unstoppable force.
I agree. But the real, okay, so.
Does she have cancer or not? I cannot have another cancer storyline.
Super confusing. So Megan just is like, so do you have cancer? And I was like, that is really aggressive, but I kind of understand now where Megan's coming from.
I don't because think it's that
her
crazy.
Mom got
the same thing.
Yeah, the
mastectomy, the preventatively. Yeah.
And same with her aunt. And it's just like, okay, so she has had a 3 millimeter abnormal cells and tumor, yet she didn't have the BRCA gene.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like she had a lump in her breast that wasn't necessarily cancer.
Right, but it was just abnormal, so it could potentially turn into something maybe or not at all.
And then they all said that they have HPV. Now that's so they basically all said, wait, I think it's like when you have HPV, when that's like a form of ovarian cancer, but like you don't actually have cancer. Like, that's what they were saying.
What she should have said was, hey, look, I went to the doctor. I don't have the gene, but something came up. Because it runs my family in general, I didn't want to take the chance. I'm getting a preventative mastectomy, and hopefully that takes care of whatever could happen in the future. Boom. But she's like, I don't know those words in English. I got boobs, expanders, 3 millimeter.
Yeah, and it's just like, it wasn't.
And then Shannon's like, not again, show me the paperwork.
No, then she's like, I'm really upset because she told me she didn't have cancer. So she's mad at her for saying she didn't have cancer.
And I just don't. And then I also like to, like, this is why I love Kelly. Kelly was like, okay, this is my favorite part, right? And maybe you'll understand this. So say, okay, you start like, you get like a kind of like a new group of friends, right? And you're the new person. So they're like kind of on the outs. But then somebody newer comes in. So all of a sudden you're like in the group because there's the new person. Do you know what I'm talking about? So then Kelly is like, fuck yeah, Peggy's the new girl. Like, I'm in. Like, everybody's cool with me. I went on the apology tour with my boobs. I went from the OGs to the OCs. I love that line.
Right.
And so every time she's saying something to Peggy, she keeps looking around the table of like, am I crazy? Crazy? Where's the support? Like, guys, like, you're on my side. Like, what's going on? Like, all of a sudden, when before she was the one that would like be defending herself, like at sushi with Heather.
Right.
That I was like cracking up and she didn't you go to UCLA? And I was like, yes, Kelly. Yes, Kelly. You're
She's
in.
Like, what is this peanut gallery? What is this peanut gallery?
And Megan's like, I think what Kelly's just trying to say. She's like, I know what Kelly's trying to say. She's like, no. And she's like, these bitches tried to bait me. I'm not taking it. She's like, cheers, bitches.
No, I like when she did. She's like, come on, what's next? Like, good for her. I like that she's standing up to them.
Well, I think she could. I think she could take Tamara down.
Tamara's dumb as fuck. I think Peggy is a lot smarter than she's coming off.
I agree. I think she does this whole dumb card. She's like what Cameron on Dallas wants to be, right? Like, she plays dumb, but she's actually, like, pretty smart. Like, I think she's, like, kind of witty, but, like, she's playing it. And Tamara's like, oh, you don't want to mess or don't fuck with me. And Peggy's like, bring it, bitch.
I know. Tamara, you're, like, so dumb, white trash. Like, did you grow up in a trailer?
Yeah, you did,
and
Tammy Sue.
Is your husband gay?
Who cares if he is?
I don't know. But
I'm ready for Iceland, though.
I want to just get on this Iceland trip. And
well, I just need Vicky to be in the
there.
Mix. Vicky just needs to, like, the whole group needs to be together. That's the only way the cast works. You can't do these sides. It doesn't work.
Right.
Bravo, well, Andy, like, are you listening?
They're literally so lame that, and they get so offended when they're not invited kids these things, and it's just screen time so middle school.
So there was this like rumor, and I don't know if it was just for New York or if other casts do this, but that instead of getting paid like X amount of dollars for a season, you now were getting paid per scene.
Oh.
So that was at least with the New York cast, which is why Ramona was hell-bent on coming to Mexico for the full amount of time. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm wondering, if maybe that's how the OC is. But it's just like, whose side? Like, at the end of the day, I think you could take Tamara out of it, and I think Shannon would go back to Vicky. Or you take Shannon out of it, mm-hmm. and I think Tamara would go back to Vicky.
No, I want Shannon and, like, a USC friend. Or I need, like, more, like, a Newport Beach crew.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and we need someone who has, like, money.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Heather Dubrow was good because she at least was, like, rich. So you were, like, she just was, like, not revealing enough about who she was. And, like, nobody cares about Terry.
Which, actually, okay, so I kind of, let's get into Dallas.
Okay.
Because Heather Dubrow, I made a connection that
and Terry.
Dr. Mark is Terry. And, like, I think he wants to be on the show more than his wife wants to be. And I think that's exactly how
I think Terry's, though, a better guy than Mark is.
But do you think Mark, like, plays up this, like, whole act as, like, part of this?
Do you think
drama?
He was trying? Do you think? Well, I don't
like. Is he
I
trying
hope he
to create a storyline?
I hope he wasn't trying to come off this way. Maybe he was trying to come off as like the hardworking guy who like needs his wife's support and help, but he's really now just looking like the fucking asshole. Like,
yeah, I mean,
he's horrible. I can't believe I ever thought he was attractive. I've thrown all my money onto Travis now, Stephanie's husband.
Oh, he like is so plastic surgery. It's insane.
I love his face. I love him.
Oh,
he's
my
new favorite.
He's the like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, I'm into it. I just think that they have a cute relationship, and I really fell in love with Stephanie and her boys this week. So
well, I like that story because I think it is confusing for parents if you don't know anything about.
All right, that's a PSA after school special. We're here to talk shit.
No, but like
you just felt like she was more real.
I felt
bad
for her because she didn't know how to help her kid.
Right. But Mark is just like a horrible human being. Like, he's just a horrible human being. And
he
like
literally hates his daughter. He hates his he has disdain towards his own blood.
Right. And like when Carrie was like, so I'm going to be like leaving the practice for a bit, he's like, 6 months, you'll be crawling back here. I'm like, well, first off, your wife should not have to crawl back.
I know. He's like, you're going to blow your brains out being a stay at home mom. I was like, what the hell is going
on? And not even that, too. Like, he was like, she doesn't want to work for me anymore. I'm like, are you guys not in this like together? Like, what are you like a slave owner? Yeah.
Wait, why does she like him?
I think she likes his money.
Okay.
And I think she wanted free plastic surgery. Something I know about Carrie is she likes yoga.
Oh my God, all she's talking about is working out.
She likes Botox. Mm-hmm. And she likes money. She does not like Leanne.
Well, Leanne is going to kill her.
Leanne did go to a crazy doctor who literally had a level... A level from Home Depot to make sure that her boobs were in the right place.
For level. And then they literally, the IV fell over during her surgery.
Like, and it just was like, oopsie. Now, before
like, let's just pick that back up.
Before the surgery, while she was getting naked, there were some behind the door scenes.
Yeah.
I've written it out for Mary to give us a rendition. And this is Mary as Brandy as Leanne.
Okay. You really think I want to get naked like this around Carrie? How much fun do you think she's going to make fun of me then? Why is it so fucking important for Carrie to come for me all the time? Because I'm going to do something. She's going to come for me one day, and it isn't going to be pretty. her husband gets his dick sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I grew up with lots of things in my hands, and they're not knives. They're just hands, but they work quite well. You guys, I literally was like, Courtney, I was like, Courtney, is the knife thing about... I was like, wait. So she grew up with lots of things in her hands. I was like, okay, so she was a carny? Did she have to get a lot of hand jobs? Like, that's what I thought.
I don't know. I think she was killing people. I think she left some carnies in the dust when they traveled from city to city. Sometimes they left with one less person. I don't know. Mary, first off, that performance was amazing.
Thank you.
Oscar worthy.
Thank you.
Like five her stars.
Her husband gets his dick sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did it.
She's like,
her husband gets his dick sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did it.
Like, I was like,
and then didn't someone post a picture at the roundup this week?
Carrie did.
Carrie. She's posted, like, I'm taking my husband to get a blowjob.
Carrie literally posted, but where's Mark? Oh, which I was like, Carrie, you know what, Carrie? Brava. She's brava, like,
I'm going to do my yoga. My husband's going to get a blowjob. Leanne's going to strangle me.
I did think it was cute when she and her daughter were doing matching yoga.
Yeah, and they're matching.
Yeah, with their little pants. Okay, I have a real question because a lot of times with these housewives, they go shopping and they're always offered champagne. Not once have I been offered champagne when going shopping.
I have.
You have?
Yeah, this store, Ambiance. And there's my friends always make fun of me because I'm like, oh, I got this at Ambiance.
Just like, for the champagne?
There's like four in San Francisco, and then I get invited to these parties. And yeah, it's so fun to drunk shop. You're like, yeah, I need this. Why did I spend $400 last night?
But like, they should do that. More shops should do that more often. I guess I should probably shop at higher end places.
Yeah.
It's weird that at Forever 21.
Yeah, Target and Old Navy, they don't.
They're not rolling out the red carpet for me there.
You're lucky at Old Navy if you get your Rockstar jeans and they knock on your door and are like, are those size fitting?
They're fitting just fine.
They're the Rockstar jeans. They're stretchy, goddammit. These will fit.
Like, do you get discounted if you buy ripped pants? They're like, were they ripped before you tried them on? Besides the point, do you get a discount for ripped pants?
Oh, God.
Okay, so now.
Okay, then, wait. Mm-hmm. They also said that she has to wrap herself and put a CoverGirl compact in between her boobs.
Oh, yeah. When they were talking about that, I, like, missed that the whole first time. But when they were talking about it, I was like, I don't think this doctor is actually a good doctor.
Oh, it was when the IV went over, I was like, oh, God.
Also, when she was wearing a romper for traveling, people who wear rompers when they travel. Yeah, it infuriates me.
Oh, I actually liked that outfit. I always am envious of people.
I like a romper. No. Rompers are great. Not to travel in. If you have to pee on the airplane, you have to take the whole thing off. What if the ground is wet? It's the same thing of when people wear rompers to, like, music festivals. I have done it before. It's not a good idea. Your romper then has to go on the ground in the disgusting porta potty. Like, no on rompers while you travel. A dress is great. A maxi dress, great.
I unfortunately cannot buy rompers because my ass looks so long. Like, you have, like, a long ass. So I don't, like, subject people to that.
Yeah, I can only do, like, pants rompers or three-quarter length rompers because my torso is so long that a shorts romper gives me massive camel toe.
That's nice.
And I know that is in and that you can buy that on Amazon, like a fake camel toe.
What?
Yeah. Like, people, you can buy, like, camel toe inserts so when you wear pants, you can see a camel toe.
Why would you want that?
It's, like, huge in China.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So people are like, it's kind of like almost like having a boner or something? Like, kind of like test driving it?
Well, I don't think that a camel toe and a boner are like the same thing, because I think a guy's version is like a moose knuckle.
I'm not have these things?
A moose knuckle. I'm
putting up four fingers and like putting the middle finger out a little bit, but down.
I didn't know if you could tell that or not. That's the penis.
Okay.
These are the balls that Doug doesn't have anymore.
Well, but also the trip was only 2 hours because they're in Texas.
Yeah, okay. I also fucking hate Cameron. When she's like, I can't take my furry bag because I'm flying commercial, not private. And then she's like, Kurt, short man that I married. I can't remember what his name is. She's like, do you like these glasses? And she puts those fucking ugly ass palm leaf sunglasses. And he goes, no one will take you seriously with those, babe. And she's like, I don't ever want anybody to take me seriously. And I'm like, don't fucking worry. None of us do. I hate you.
Right.
She might be the most infuriating housewife for me.
Do you think she'll get a second season, third season?
I'm or not whatever. Sure if Dallas will get a third season.
Right.
Well, but okay, I think she will be back.
I did love when they were all around the hot tub. Talking so shit. Brandy is so two-faced.
Brandy's going to get what's coming to her, I think.
I'm
worried for her.
But I think I would be Brandy. Like, you have to have some of these friends, but
you always pick the redheads that you would be.
Because I am one.
I know, but like, okay, that's fine.
She's just, what's another redhead that's on the franchise? She's the only redhead they've ever casted.
Okay, well, you always do that, though. Caroline Manzo, you love Caroline Manzo.
No, that's not even, we can't even classify that as redhead. That's not natural.
Oh, okay. But when they were, so they were like doing like they're talking shit at the hot tub, right? And then like Leanne and Deandra, were Deandra's eyes melting off?
It's her eyelashes are too long heavy. And then they go down and they're like too heavy. And then she looks like she's like on Xanax and drunk at the same time. And then she yells at Leanne.
And then I'm like, how did you get your husband?
I know.
Like, he's so hot. Cute. When he was shooting that gun, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you can defend me anytime.
I've been a bad girl.
Please don't shoot me, officer. And then the handcuffs come out, and she's like, objection.
Wait.
What?
I had a run-in with the cops.
What? Wait,
I totally forgot about this. This would happen to me.
This is this weekend?
No.
Oh.
I was driving to work.
Oh, no.
And once I exit, it's a one-lane road.
Okay.
And, like, I'm, like, always, like, most of the time I, like, don't know how I got to work.
Right. You zone out a little bit.
Yeah, I totally zone out. And
you're, like, thinking about how your husband's dick's getting sucked at the Roundup.
Yeah, stuff like that. Uh-huh. And I'm driving, and then all of a sudden I see a police officer. He's following pretty closely to me. And then the lights go on, and I was like, shit. 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, I have no idea what I've done. Like, I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't speeding. I'm surprised I'm even going 15 miles an hour. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. And he's like, ma'am, I think you know what you did. I was like, I have no idea. He's like, you just passed that school bus. And I noticed the school bus because it was my school bus for my school that I work at. And he's like, yeah, you passed the bus, you need to stop. And I was like,
is that
oh,
true?
Because it had the red flashing lights.
Oh.
I completely like missed this bus.
Yeah.
And
didn't kill any kids and, or and what?
I was like, that bus is my school. I work at the school that that's the bus.
So it's
for.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. So I need your license and registration and everything. And I was like, okay, don't have a license. I lost my license a year ago at a bar and I've never gone to DMV. Had a passport. I was like, here's my passport because I don't have
license
because I lost it recently. And he's like, okay, what's your address? He's like, where are you coming from? I was like, I'm coming from San Francisco, but my license says something different.
Oh my gosh.
I found my registration, couldn't find my car insurance. Had one from like 2012, gave that to him. He was just like, oh my God, this lady is like a mess.
And he's like, literally, she's teaching the youth of America.
Everyone, the whole bus drives past me. All these parents from my school are driving past me. It's a one-lane road. I am horrified. I'm texting my principal, I'm on Tiburon Boulevard. I'm going to be late.
Got pulled over.
Yeah. And I'm like, they're like, follow the rules, Mary. Nah, nah, nah. People texting me back that are seeing me. I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. So the guy, he goes, it's a $930 ticket. I was like, what?
For passing a school bus?
$930. And then he let me go and I started crying because I was so thankful.
Wait.
And he was like, ma'am, calm down.
$930.
And then I came to school and everyone was like, all the kids were like, do you get pulled over this morning? What happened? I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, you should have been like, yeah, and I went to jail.
No, I literally
straight.
I made it into a learning lesson. I was like, well, you know why I got out of my ticket? I was like, because I was honest and respectful and admitted my problem. They're passing you little shits like, on the school bus.
They're like, which problem were you talking about? You're like, shut up, Jimmy. Put your head down and take a nap.
But yeah, sorry. That was like a long story.
No,
but don't pass school buses.
That's, I mean, if there's ever a way to end this week's podcast, I think you've taught us all something. The more you know,
the more you know. Don't pass school buses because it's a $930 fine. I was getting so nervous. I was like, I knew it was such an expensive fine. I was like, I mean, like literally my entire paycheck is going to go to this fine.
Oh my God, that would make me cry.
Could you imagine like $1,000?
No, I wouldn't want to imagine that.
I would barf.
Which reminds me that I have a parking ticket I need to pay. So, until next week, do we have anything else to say?
Hopefully Mexico gets juicier.
I agree.
And
whatever's happening with this look you're giving me right now, it's wonderful. Guys, the robe is coming off. So it's definitely time to end this.
Okay, have a nice week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.